The Elections Board ruled in August that Representative Green's gubernatorial campaign had to divest about $500,000 he raised from political action committees during his time as a member of Congress. Green has put the money in escrow while he gets ready to ask the state Supreme Court to review the board's decision. At a meeting in Brookfield, the board met behind closed doors and heard from an assistant attorney general who's representing the board. Afterwards, in open session, the board decided not to take up requests to go after another $800,000 of Green's campaign money. Board member Robert Cachetta had proposed the idea, but without giving details, Cachetta says he's changed his mind after hearing from the Justice Department.
Litigation is always a very fluid situation, and information the Attorney General shared with us was very important and convinced me it would not be appropriate at this time. And I emphasize at this time to seek that action.
Cachetta says he's happy the Elections Board rejected Republican requests to cancel its decision from August.
Very happy. I think it would have been a big mistake.
A lawyer for the Green campaign, Don Millis, is unhappy the board didn't rescind its earlier decision against Mark Green. But Millis is pleased Green won't have to fight over more money. Millis says this week Green will ask the state Supreme Court to review the August decision. Millis says the court has good reason to take the case.
I think the same argument that we've made all along. This is a very important case that goes to the credibility of Wisconsin's electoral system, and it's just important for the court to take up this issue of the day.
Mark Green's opponents say it isn't clear the state's high court will take original jurisdiction of the case, saying that there are timing issues and the impression that Green is forum shopping in hopes of getting a favorable ruling. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Brookfield.